Blog Talk Radio.
Holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us with a word. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray that your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God is worthy.
Praise be to God. Father God, thank you for this new day and new month. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you place in our hearts. We trust you today with everything that we are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
The clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you.
Don't be afraid to share the light.
He looks like you.
Jesus looks like you.
He looks like you.
So what will Jesus do?
You're the hands and feet of Christ.
If you want to know what he looks like,
he looks like you.
So what will Jesus do?
Dear God, I want to thank you for your mercy and grace and your abundance of promises fulfilled. I ask for you to take my hand and lead me in the ways you best see fit and fill my heart with the kindness you bestowed upon me. As you are impartial, please help me to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that I do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. This time, I will play another selection.
Belongs to you.
Amen. Praise be to God. El Elyon. I see the smoke and begin to tremble when life's troubles surrounds me. Whether in my work, my health, my finances, my family, or even in myself, through anxiety, worry, or fear, yet you are El Elyon. And you know when even a hair falls from my head, you protect me. My head, you protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were tossed to their certain death. But that sentence of death became the promise of life as you intervene. Forgive me, El Elyon, for looking only at what I can see. Things that seem so certain to harm me physically or emotionally, rather than looking at you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. Far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love.
Restore our souls brand new. Oh,
Amen. Praise be to God. And it is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled More Than Adequate. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. And it says, that they may believe that the Lord has appeared to you. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Every one of the great saints in scripture, Abraham, Moses, Joshua, David, Peter, Paul, and so on, felt inadequate for the tasks the Lord gave them. On their own, they knew they were unable to accomplish what he was asking of them. But they also knew with God all things are possible. Matthew 19 and 26. Take Moses, for example. Even though the Lord miraculously called him from the burning bush, Moses was fearful. He could not successfully deliver the people of Israel from Egypt, from Egyptian bondage. His timidity was not only in confronting the powerful Egyptians, Moses was certain the Israelites would reject him as well. He said in Exodus 4 and 1, what if they will not believe me or listen to what I say? You may feel inadequate to accomplish all God has called you to do. But take heart. You are completely insufficient, but he is more than sufficient. The challenge you face exists to reveal his awesome existence through you. And when the Lord has given you success and gained his triumph, everyone will know it was God who was with you the whole time. He will get the glory and you will have the victory. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I go forward with faith. I know you are more than adequate for this task and deserve all the honor and glory. In your name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection, and I pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this thankful Thursday, the first day of June. To God be the glory.
Somebody lift your hands as we sing. celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Valley.
Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice. Somebody say, celebrate the arms of God.
El Elyon, receive my heart of gratitude for being the Most High God. Accept my spirit of gratefulness for holding my world together in the palm of your hand. You are patient, kind, and gentle. Yet you are also powerful, mighty, and strong. Thank you for showing me time and again that you are over all and for delivering me from the snares of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for Another.
my God, I ask you to manifest your powerful might within me more and more each day. Too often, I look to myself when I get into a difficult situation. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I see the flames. But so often I become fearful. Help me instead to look to you, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. You are not only the creator God, you are Elyon, Most High. You do not faint or grow weary. Your understanding is unsearchable. Give me power when I feel faint and increase my strength when I am weak. Help me to wait well on you as the young Hebrews did in the midst of the roaring flames. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees, say, help to save your feet. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs. But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say.
My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. I'm just a gun, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Amen. Faithful God, your faithfulness convinces me that nothing can ever separate me from your love. Neither death nor life, neither fear nor worry, not even the powers of hell can separate me from you. Because you are faithful, I honor and adore you for the faithfulness you show me even when I am unfaithful to you. I praise you for keeping your covenant of love not only to me, but also to a thousand generations of those who love you and seek you with all of their hearts, minds, and souls. I pray you, faithful God, for the faithfulness that you reveal in writing and recording your word for my instructions, so that through endurance and the encouragement of your scriptures, I might have hope. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A
holy
king, a
carpenter.
You are the
living word.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Born in a manger
but on a tree
Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Praise God.
You said, who is this that speaks of wisdom? You said, raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no I don't deserve your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I trust in your glorious love, your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have
Praise God. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another selection. I normally give my speakers a 15-minute grace period, and after that, I will come and bring a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God, again, we are still waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another selection. As I said, I give each speaker 15 minutes grace period. After that, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Be ye also ready. So while we're waiting for our speaker this evening, I will play another selection. Praise be to God.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips. Y'all raise it with it.
You provide the spirit.
Provide the spirit.
to God, everybody. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of, amen, to the book of Matthew, chapter 26, and we're going to read verses 14 through 16. Then we're going to go down to 47 to 50, and then we're going to read chapter 27, verses 3 through 10. Amen? And that's all in Matthew. So Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16 says, then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priest and asked, how much will you pay me to betray Jesus to you? And they gave him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, Judas began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus. Amen. So now let's go down to verses 47 through 50. Verses 47 through 50, Matthew 47 to 50. And it says, and even as Jesus said this, Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived with a crowd of men armed with swords and clubs. They had been sent by the leading priests and elders of the people. The traitor, Judas, had given them a prearranged signal. You will know which one to arrest when I greet him with a kiss. So Judas came straight to Jesus. Greetings, Rabbi, he exclaimed and gave him the kiss. Jesus said, my friend, go ahead and do what you have come for. Then the others grabbed Jesus and arrested him. Amen. Now let's turn to chapter 27, and we're going to read verses 3 through 10. Amen. And it says, when Judas, who had betrayed him, realized that Jesus had been condemned to die, he was filled with remorse. So he took the 30 pieces of silver back to the leading priests and the elders. I have sinned, he declared, for I have betrayed an innocent man. What do we care? They reported or retorted. That's your problem. Then Judas threw the silver coins down and went out and hanged himself. The leading priest picked up the coins. It would not be right to put this money in the temple treasury, they said, since it was payment for murder. After some discussion, they finally decided to buy the potter's field, and they made it into a cemetery for the foreigners. That's why the field is still called the Field of Blood. This fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah that says, they took the 30 pieces of silver the price at which he was valued by the people of Israel, and purchased the potter's field as the Lord directed. So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Judas played the part of the fool when he placed the kiss of betrayal on the face of the Lord of history. Dante pictured Judas in the very bottom of hell. He pictured him as isolated from all other sinners and gripped by the most horrible torment. Jesus said, "The Son of Man, it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Matthew 26:24 in the NIV. Only after his betrayal did Judas feel that he had played the fool. And then he considered that the only appropriate reason was to end his life in suicide. What was so terrible about Judas' crime? Actually, his crime is different only in degree from the crimes that many people commit. It is a matter of rejecting the claims of Christ and handing him over to his enemies. Let's consider this faith of folly beneath the cross. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for our family. We want them to be healthy. We want them to bring joy to our lives, strength to our church, and glory to you. We know that sometimes we fail to obey you and thereby open our families to evil influences and dangerous temptations. We know there are enemies of the family that can destroy the vitality of our homes. We ask you to protect our families from evil and to place a wall of protection around us. May we be willing to live within your will and purpose for our homes. The offerings we give now are the sheer expression of our love and obedience to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from Matthew 26:24 in the NIV, and it says, "The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Praise be to God. Title for this message is The Face of Folly. Praise be to God. Judas. Here, tonight my message is divided into three paragraphs. Number one, the decision of the food. The basis of the decision, we must go back to the beginning to understand Judas' decision. Judas was the only one of the 12 from Judea. He was the only southerner in the group. Apparently, he joined the company of Jesus' burning hope for a glorious and powerful earthly kingdom. So while some of the others were able to move from this kind of hope to an acceptance of Jesus as a different kind of Messiah, Judas could never make the change. Judas made the final decision at the dinner meeting at which Mary broke the alabaster box and anointed Jesus' body. It was just too much for Judas. He spoke up to rebuke her gesture as being a waste. But Jesus hastened to Mary's defense. Up to this time, Judas had been the keeper of the funds for the 12. And John tells us that he had been stealing from them. Out of this experience, Judas went to the enemies of Jesus and offered to deliver him to them for a reward. He agreed with the priest to do it for 30 pieces of silver. His decision seems to have been based on the prophet principle. He was ready to salvage anything he could out of the situation. So the nature of his decision, Judas, in Luke 22 and 3, this indicates that Satan was responsible for the temptation to betray Jesus. And when Judas yielded to the temptation, Satan took possession of his life. Anyone who makes this kind of choice has responded to a satanic temptation and has become a tool of Satan. This insight gives spiritual and eternal significance to the decision. Praise be to God. Deed of the fool. He spun genuine love. Jesus loved Judas and expressed that love. Jesus' love for Judas is what prompted him to choose him as one of the 12. Jesus' love reached out to Judas at that last Passover, at that dinner. Jesus dipped a piece of unleavened bread into the bowl of herbs and handed it to Judas. This was a gesture of special friendship and love. Judas knew what it meant. At that same moment, out of love, Jesus warned him of the consequences of his present course of action. Even in the garden, as Judas betrayed him, Jesus expressed warmth toward him by calling him friend. Judas chose to commit his deed anyway. He shunned this great love with the kiss of betrayal. He acted with knowledge. Judas had both eyes open to the truth. what he was doing. He understood who Jesus was, but wanted no part of that type of Messiah. He had enjoyed 3 years of helpful instruction from the master. He had been confronted with the evidence, the best evidence about Jesus' mission in the world. Praise be to God. He acted not out of ignorance, but out of foolishness. How much do we know about Jesus? We may actually know more than Judas. We have the advantage of 2,000 years of Christian history. We know the outcome of his death on the cross. If we refuse him a place in our lives, we too are sinning against the knowledge. He alienated himself from the enemies of Jesus. Some scholars believe that Judas was manifesting his inner resentment through the betrayal. They see Judas' frustrated ambition behind his deed. He would get even turning Jesus over to his enemies. Praise be to God. Whatever the motivation, it made Judas one with the enemies of Jesus. What attitude and actions have we taken toward the Lord Jesus? The destiny of the fool. Temporary despair. Judas' folly is best seen when we consider the end. When Judas realized that Jesus was going to be crucified, he went back to the priest with deep regret. He wanted to return the money they had given him, but they mocked him in despair, coins on the floor, and rushed out to end it all. Suicide was the ultimate gesture of despair. It was his way of saying, nothing can ever bring meaning to my life. My life is no longer worth living. Allowing Jesus Christ to be Lord of our lives is the only thing that puts us in touch with God's ultimate purpose for our lives. Any other center for your life will fail. Judas had refused the only one who could give meaning and purpose to his life. Eternal hell. According to Acts 1 and 25, Judas went to where he belonged. In other words, Judas went to hell, a place of eternal separation from Jesus Christ. Although his end was tragic, hell is logical end of a life without Christ. The destiny is directly related to the decision and the deed. If the decision is different, the destiny will be different. When we consider the end of Judas' life, we have to agree that it would be better if he had never been born. He acted like a fool. Let's consider where our decisions and deeds are leading. We don't want to be like Judas. Give your life to Christ. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 20. 6. And as I give me one second, 26. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And there were but 12 called apostles, and one of them was like a devil. Surely we must never expect any society to be quite pure on this side of heaven. The greater profession men make of religion, the greater opportunity they have of doing mischief. If their hearts be not right with God, observe that Christ's own disciples, who knew so well his doctrine and manner of his life and was false to him, could not charge him with anything criminal, though it would have served to justify his treachery. What did Judas want? Was not he welcome wherever his master was? Did he not fare as Christ fared? It is not the lack, but the love of money that is the root of all evil. After he had made that wicked bargain, Judas had time to repent and to revoke it. But when lesser acts of dishonesty have hardened the conscience, men do without hesitation that which is more shameful. No enemies are so much to be abhorred as those professed disciples that betrayed Christ with a kiss. God has no need of our service, but much less of our sins, to bring about his purpose. Though Christ was crucified through weakness, it was voluntarily weakness. He submitted to death. If he had not been willing to suffer, they could not conquer him. It was a great sin for those who had left all to follow Jesus. Now, to leave him, for they knew not what folly, for fear of death to flee from him, whom they knew and acknowledged to be of life. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Wicked men see little of the consequences of their crimes when they commit them, but they must answer for them all in the fullest manner. Judas acknowledged to the chief priest that he had sinned and betrayed an innocent person. This was fully testimony to the character of Christ, but the rulers were hardened, casting down the money. Judas departed and went and hanged himself, not being able to bear the terror of divine wrath and the anguish of despair. There is little doubt but that the death of Judas was before that of our blessed Lord, but was it nothing to them that they had thirst after his blood and hired Judas? Betray it, and had condemned it to be shed unjustly. Thus do fools make a mock at sin. Thus many make light of Christ crucified, and it is a common instance of deceitfulness of our hearts to make light of our own sin by dwelling upon other people's sin. But the judgment of God is according to do. Many applied this passage of the buying the pieces of ground with the money Judas bought back to signify the favor intended by the blood of Christ to strangers and sinners of the Gentiles. It fulfilled a prophecy, Zechariah 11:12. Judas went far towards repentance, yet it was not to salvation. He confessed, but not to God. He did not go to him and say, I have sinned, Father, against heaven. Let none be sanctified with such partial conviction as a man may have and yet remain full of pride, enmity, and rebellion. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, Judas, Jesus, to signify the soldiers to arrest him. But there is another way Judas could have kissed him. It was customary in that day for a man to bow before a king and kiss his ring. The ring symbolizes the king's authority, and the kiss symbolizes submission to him. This is why the psalmist wrote, kiss his son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. 12 in the NIV. Those who kiss the Son in submission to his authority are no fools. Their lives take on an excitement that will last for eternity. How will you kiss the Son? Will it be the kiss of a fool or the kiss of a wise person? I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. I need a Savior. Save me, Jesus. So now by faith, I declare that I'm saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, I now welcome you into the family of Christ God. And the next thing that you do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church that you can fulfill your Christian walk with the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24:25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Good night. We love you. And Godspeed.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us, but I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Restore my soul. trouble, when I'm sick.
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel a mouth of me.
And no matter,
no matter what the
time,
his blood
always brings me
oh.
Rest.
Jesus. Somebody gotta cry out. Jesus.
Sustain.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Jesus. Sustain.
Yes, he does.
Sustains me.
Late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me.
When I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me.
Trouble.
God is sustaining
trouble
me.
Trouble all the time.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you breathe.
Thank you. for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me. As I once again follow you, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.